Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day guys, hope you are all well. Now, in light of the fact that the markets are a little bit soft at the moment, not a great deal going on, I thought it would be pretty important to cover off a couple of the lessons that I learned along my journey. Now, these are actually things that I dug up, okay? So I really wanted to find something that I lent on, that I used to become a better trader when I needed, like, because I went from being a decent trader to a consistently profitable trader by doing some certain steps, and really by taking my trading career a lot more seriously and by being more focused. And really want to give you guys as much as I can, as you know, about that, and show you some of the things that I did. Now, it might not be something that you want to do, and that's fine. It might be something that you're not ready for just yet, because it did take me a while to get to the point where I was ready. The first thing that I'm going to show you is my pledge to myself. Now, I'm a firm believer in putting things out there to the universe, to your gods, to, you know, depending on if you're religious or not, putting it out there to, I just say putting out to the universe, right? Putting out what it is that you want to achieve. Now, you've got to commit to what you suggest. So if you go out there, for me, I generally go outside, or when I'm fishing or I'm down the beach or I'm, you know, on my balcony looking out over, you know, everything, I'll often, if I really need something or I want to give thanks or ask for something, I'll openly ask for it. I'll, you know, say, it's almost like a prayer, but to the universe, if that makes sense. It's kind of like I'm asking for guidance, I'm asking for help, I'm committed to something. And generally, if you are truly committed to it and you start to make changes in your life, the universe will deliver. Now, what I had to do was start to take myself seriously. So I actually put down, this was provided to me by my trading coach, my mentor at the time, to pledge to myself my success. So the reason you can see this in very, very large font is because I had this printed out. Okay, I printed this out to myself. I made it very simple. You can see the language. I haven't changed much from then to now. this is taken from, I don't know how many years ago, but it was a really big thing for me, and I stuck it in front of me. My pledge to myself for trading success. The solution is that if there is an element of doubt, steer clear. If everything points to it being a good trade, then order up and take it. I'm not interested in the money. I'm interested in getting my shit sorted. Then the money will come. So I need to focus on the trade being flawless. Be patient. Never take a trade that is not there. Now, this was my single biggest commitment to myself. And this is the point. I mean, you'll see it. You guys know it because of my training, how I've structured everything in such a way. This little bit of text that you're looking at right now, that is where that become. Sorry, that's where that began. All right, this is a really, actually, this is, the more I talk about it, the more I think of how bloody important this was. This little bit of text that you see is the reason that my courses are the way that they are. It's the reason why the training is the way it is and the reason that I trade the way that I do, because I needed to commit to this, and committing to this, well, now I can look back on that. The commitment to this has, the result is who I am now as a trader and as a human being. So you need to have, and this is my language, this is my wording. It needs to be simple, to the point, and something you can print out and look at every single goddamn day. Now, I'm going to do a big piece on trading, on the recovery plans, on the trading plans, and I'm going to put it up as a part of the resource within the courses. But I just want to touch on it tonight for you guys so you can start to think it through. This is called a trading recovery plan. Now, this is a trading recovery plan that it spans across any market. So it doesn't matter what market this was written for, because it spans across any. It's a trading plan. A market is a market. A trading plan can be applied to anything, right? What I've done here is I wrote this down throughout. It was a reflective period. Okay, again, this came from my coach at the time, my mentor, who asked me to do this. And I'm going to ask you to do this as well. You need to be at a certain point before you can write it, though. Okay, because you are reflecting upon past self, present self, and future self. And the reason that you do this is so that if you ever go back to a poor run or poor habits or poor results, again, the monitoring of what you were doing, you can see that, you can start to see the behaviors, and then you can catch yourself before you fall. Now, if we look at what I was doing then, and what I was doing then is negative. Looking for big wins, not scaling out. So I wasn't scaling out, I was always looking for the home run. Feeling desperate to be in trades. The next trade was always the big winner that would get everything back. Making up targets that were not correct and not scaling out at all. I was not patient. I was Skyping all sorts of trade ideas, looking for some backup to help me take the trade. So I had a little Skype group and I was a pain in the ass. All right. I was over trading and I had a sense of urgency to be in trades. And I see a number of you will have done this for sure. To wrap that up, the text is, I felt desperate to catch a move and be in a trade. I felt I had to get myself in profit. I also was constantly looking for big runners, of which I got none. I was searching for the big win and telling myself on each trade that this was the one. I would even find targets that matched my preferred outcome rather than just reading the chart and taking the target that made sense. I was not being patient and waiting to only take the best trades. I took some great trades, but I also took some average and stinker trades. My trade count was a lot higher through my bad periods. And this just comes right back to the core of what I'm trying to tell you guys day in and day out. Be patient. I'm not telling you this because I'm a god. I'm telling you this because I've made the mistakes and I've learned from them. Here it is. Here is the direct lessons that I learned written in front of you to see right now. Okay? I talk about being objective in your trading decisions. Why? Because if you're subjective, like I said with sloping trend lines, you will make the market look like the outcome you want. I was doing that with my targets. I've made all these mistakes. Now, coming to the area where I'm making money and doing well. What I'm doing now is seeing trades before they even happen. You'll see this, you'll have already seen this within my videos. I'll say, if it gets back to here, I'm trying to play out the scenario before it even happens. It's called being in the zone. Planning for the trades and then waiting for them is exactly what I'm doing now. When the trade comes, I take it. If the setup is close but not perfect, I'm leaving them. Having the confidence to know what is right and wrong and to ignore the bad trades. Only Skype trades, only share trades to the group that I'm either taking or am already in unless there is a valid question to raise. Visualizing the outcome of my day, week and month before I start trading, and what I'm trying to do today is flawless execution. That's the message to myself. Remain calm and cool. Take what comes and nothing if nothing comes. Visualizing a positive daily outcome based not on a dollar amount, but on good trades. Remaining humble and focused rather than letting my guard down and boasting. Super relaxed, focused and patient. I'm not hunting for trades all the time. I'm composed. I'm waiting for trades to come to me. Now, the text for this is seeing my trades in the light that I'm risking $20,000 each trade. Therefore, meaning that that all I need is to have one winner per week for my month to be financially good. This is allowing me to be far more patient. I'm not in lots of trades and feel comfortable having no trades on at all. I am looking at taking one-to-one a lot more often unless there is a really good cause to have a bigger target. And I'm scaling out on those trades at one-to-one on more occasions. The big win is not at the forefront of my mind. I am much more content in making the one-to-one and being happy with that. I am leaving trades that are average and focusing only on the very, very best trades. So again, the focus has shifted from always wanting to be in a trade, having big winners, to, you know what, if I was risking 20 grand per trade, this is the time when I wrote this years ago, right, then I only need one-to-one. I need one winning trade. And I'm fine. Notice how the shift changed. It wasn't about making money. It was about thinking in the light of a winner, in the light of a successful trader. Not trying to be a successful trader. I was acting like one because I was one. And I became one. Now, actions that I took to get from the bad back to the good. This is the really big bit. So you can see, this is the bad, this is the good. What actions did I take to get me from bad back to good? And I revisited this, and I still do. That's where I know where it is. I admitted that I was in a losing streak, so I wasn't blaming anybody else. It was my fault. I took a break from trading. I took a step back. I sought out advice from mentors. I got focused on the big picture outcome again and stopped worrying about the money situation right now. Stop thinking about money on each trade. I started sending my trades into mentoring again. So I had a mentor that I paid for and I was sending trades back into that person once again. I scaled back the amount I was risking per trade. So rather than risking larger amounts, I risked very small amounts and focused on the execution. A massive thing that made a big difference was I took myself out of my, listen to this, this was my aha moment, yeah? A massive thing that made a big difference was I took myself out of my shoes and into the shoes of me in 12 to 24 months where I was successfully trading and have results to back that up. I saw what I was like then, how I would act, and how stupid I would see myself as now making these silly mistakes. When I stepped into these shoes of me in the future, suddenly things became clear and I was able to relax because my mindset shifted. I got my belief in myself back. I stopped rushing and feeling emotional about trades. This is a complete breakdown of myself here. I say it in my videos, I say it in my courses. Trading is like a mirror to your own issues. You've got to be able to face them and then beat them. I knew I was in a bad patch and I asked for help. I took a week off trading to separate my mind from the market so that I could change my focus. My focus on my return to the market was on the big picture outcome, not the today outcome. I got back into the thought process that when I take a trade, would this be a trade I would be willing to risk $20,000 on and feel confident of any outcome because of the quality of the trade. I relaxed and told myself over and over that I am a great trader when I choose to be. I made the choice then and I proved it to myself. Well, I can tell you right now, this brings some emotion with it because I remember this and I've revisited it a lot, but it's been a while. I haven't had a bad run, touch wood, because generally, the better you get as a trader, the more time in between your errors you find yourself in. You know, you tend to make more good decisions than bad decisions, so you don't need to do this as often. But what I've just shared with you is deeply personal. This is me. This is showing you my trading history from a few years ago, the issues that I needed to overcome, the issues that I was making, and the solutions. So it's not just a what was bad, what was good. It's a what was bad, what was good, and what did I do? Importantly, what did I do to go from bad back to good? Now, you write a document like this for yourself when the time is right. It might not be right now. You might be able to start working on it, but it might take a little while to complete it because you've got to go through a range of different scenarios before you can really understand what needs to be down here. But you start working on this document, guys, and you will start to see yourself as a trader. And it will point you in the right direction as to where you need to be. I am really, really happy that I dug this up to share with you guys. I'm going to do a lot more of this sort of stuff. I'm going to put some time aside to add a lot more value to the programs, to the courses for you guys. This type of stuff. Now, I can't teach this in a course. I add this sort of stuff to it when the time is right. And right now, I feel it's right. I'm going to endeavor to get this up by the end of the week if I can. I'm going to put some really good tools in and around this and trading plans and whatnot. But right now, guys, this is something that means a lot to me. It's a very deeply personal thing that I've shared with you. And it's because I want you to be better. Guys, with that, I hope you have a fantastic trading evening, day, wherever you are in the world. This is a great activity if the markets don't present great trading opportunities. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.